Hello and welcome to Get Booked, a bi-weekly podcast of customized book recommendations. I am your host, Amanda Nelson. I am a co-host of the regular Book Riot podcast, which is where most of you will probably know me from. I'm also the managing editor of BookRiot.com. I'm here with Rebecca Shinsky, also from BookRiot.com. We are recording on Monday, August 3rd, and this is episode zero. Are we making like Mystery Science Theater music for episode zero?
I don't know. That's just like what came out. I always wish that we had a soundboard for our podcast so we could have crazy sound effects.
We need like the Prairie Home Companion guy in the corner with like all the big tools that they use to make those random sound effects. You know, like a door, sand machines, whatever.
I imagine that us doing a podcast together would be more like those two guys, Crazy Ira and the Douche on Parks and Recreation.
Yes, but a girl version of that. That's
fewer
not what this is going to be.
Flatulence noises. No.
Anyway, so
we're off track already. What is this thing you're doing?
This thing that I'm doing, as I said, a bi-weekly podcast of customized book rec. So your job, listeners, will be to email me or tweet me or somehow get to me your questions about book recommendations, whether these are recommendations that you personally need in your reading life, or are recommendations that you need for your book club, or for a gift that you want to give to someone. It doesn't matter what the context is. I am here to find something for you to read or give or whatever. And every episode, I will have a new host. So we'll have a rotating host to help me with this endeavor. So if you're sending me questions about a genre I'm not super familiar with or not an expert in, I will bring on someone who is, who can help you out. So that is this thing that we will be doing every other week. I'm doing a little dance right now. You can't see it.
I'm really looking forward to listening to this show. I'm pleased to be the episode zero co-host, but I'm going to mostly be a listener of Get Booked, and I think it's going to be really fun.
I feel like your job is to be on episode zero of everything that we launch, because you pretty much have been.
Is the way that it has shaken out so far.
I couldn't mess with tradition.
Professional guinea pig, it's fine.
So to kind of introduce you guys to the format of this show and what you can expect, we have already put out a call for recommendation requests on the regular Book Riot podcast and on my personal Twitter. And we've already gotten a few emails and requests from listeners and readers. And so we're going to read one here today on this preview show and give you a recommendation. I'm going to give you one. Rebecca's going to give you one, just so you can get an idea of what the show is going to be like and what you can expect. So I'm going to go ahead and read it. Here we go. It's not signed, so I don't have a name for you, person who wrote this in. So sorry.
Mysterious Book Riot listener.
Mysterioso. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give you a weird fake name. Okay. Hi, Book Riot. I run a book club with a few friends and am tired of reading the same books everyone else's book clubs are reading, especially since selecting those means that often one or more of us has already read it. Can you suggest some picks for us that aren't necessarily bestsellers being promoted all over the place, but that would still encourage discussion and discourage people from not finishing the book? We read any genre and any age group. So this is somebody whose book club wants to read a little something different, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they seem pretty open to reading whatever. So my pick for this is a memoir. It's a work of nonfiction. I'm in a book club and we do the same thing. We're open to reading whatever. We haven't done a nonfiction book yet, but I'm thinking about picking this one. I just finished it and loved it. It's called Smoke Gets in Your Eyes and Other Lessons from the Crematory by Caitlin Doughty. Have you read this yet? You've read this.
I have. I loved it. Books about the funeral industry are like a weird kryptonite of mine.
Me
I
too.
Can't resist them.
Yes. I don't know why. It's like this weird morbid thing I have in my brain.
She's so funny and smart.
She is. Anyway, so the gist of this book is that Caitlin, when she was 23, joined the funeral industry, got a job, an entry-level job running a crematory machine at a funeral home in California. And so this is her, like a behind the, it's both, it's like a behind the scenes look of the funeral industry and how bodies get cremated and how you get embalmed. And it's got these like weird and gross bits about like what happens to the fat in your body when you're in the cremator and all this weird stuff that's kind of like morbid and strange, but also fascinating. Like, I know some of you are out there going, ew, that's gross, but like, don't pretend you're not fascinated by that. I know you are. Don't front. So there's that, but there's also this really fascinating discussion about Western death culture and why we are so obsessed with embalming and, you know, like caskets that are meant to preserve us for hundreds of years, and like why the idea of our bodies just going in the ground and deteriorating like normal is so like horrifying to us. So that's all really interesting. And I loved it so much that like I started following the author on Twitter. She's got her own not society, that makes it sound really weird, but organization called the Order of the Good Death that she started since she wrote this book, where she started her own funeral home that's based around the idea of, like, when you die, having the viewing in your home with your family, not embalming your body because you don't really need that. And then when your family is done with the viewing, you know, you're sent off to be buried or cremated. But when you're buried, there's no casket. You're just placed in the earth to, you know, let whatever's going to happen happen. And there's so much room for conversation, and it would be such a great pick for a book club. So that's my thing. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by Caitlin Doughty.
I wholeheartedly second that emotion.
Thank you.
It's so good. My pick probably could not be any more different.
Awesome.
But that's what we're here for today. It's The Fisherman by Chigozie Obioma. This is a debut novel that just came out this year. It's still in hardcover. So if you are a paperback book club, oh, secret listener, sorry, you'll just have to wait a little while. For everyone else, this is totally worth the price of entry for the hardcover. And it's just starting to really pick up. It was just placed on the long list for the Man Booker Prize this year, and I think very deservingly so. This is a story about three brothers. They have a fourth brother in their family, but he's much, much younger. This three brothers who are relatively close in age, and this story is told by Benjamin, who's the youngest of those three, about life in their small village in Africa. Their parents are well known in the village. Their father is a popular businessman and figure, and he's often traveling for work. And it's very important to him how their family is perceived by the other people who live in their village. One of the things that he's forbidden the boys from doing in order to keep up appearances and have the right kind of reputation is that they are not allowed to go fishing. Something about being a fisherman is essentially seen as like low class and beneath their family. So of course, the first thing that the boys want to do when their father is out of town is go fishing. And they spend a lot of time sneaking out of the house and going fishing, keeping the secret from their parents as they bond as brothers. But on the way home from fishing, one time they are spotted by a neighbor, and also are cursed by the local madman who, like, it's kind of an open question, how mad is he really? Or maybe he can see things that people can't see, because more than one of his prophecies have come true. And so people in their village really fear him because he predicts these terrible things that then happen. He predicts a terrible thing that will happen to one of the brothers. It does happen, and it tears their family apart. The language in this book is so, so beautiful. There's just this really lovely rhythm to it that is impossible to describe, but that I've read the book months ago, and I'm still just enchanted and flabbergasted and kind of inarticulate about how to talk about it. It's just that good. There's so much to take apart about family and obligation, about secrets. The story happens at a really particular political moment in their village as well. So there's, you know, stuff to pull apart about that, about how families and reputations and large political movements affect individuals. I think it's one of the best books of 2015 so far, one that we're going to be talking about for a while. It's a stunning book, and it's really stunning when you think about this being someone's first book. I just can't believe that this is how Chigozie Obioma is coming out of the gate, and I can't wait to see what he's going to write next. So my pick would be The Fisherman.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And that's it. That's how the show is going to go. You're going to give us questions and we're going to give you answers. There you go. So the first episode, the actual first episode, not episode zero from the Twilight Zone, will be coming to a, I don't know,
a device,
subscription service, whatever. Yeah. An iPhone, whatever. Whatever you
coming
use.
To the internet
near you. On September 17th. That's a Thursday. And then every other Thursday after that. I don't have my first co-host lined up because I want to see what questions you ask me first so I can get an appropriate co-host to help me answer them. And I will see y'all on the flip side.
Where can the people email questions?
Yes, of course. Hello. Getbooked@bookriot.com is where you can email your questions, or you can send them to me on Twitter at I'm Amanda Nelson, and we will get them answered.
And then you'll get booked.
You will. All right. Bye.
Bye.